This podcast contains explicit language.
Hey all, Carlos here. Before we start this podcast, watch the trailer for Wreck-It Ralph. It looks awesome. It has villains in it like Bowser and Eggman and M. Bison and Zangief, who's technically not a villain. But shut up. Disney, Wreck-It Ralph, go watch the fucking trailer. Do it now. Do it now! Carlos.
And Dave.
Two.
Fat guys.
Talk.
But really piss poor E3.
Yes. With friends.
Yeah.
And friends.
Yay, yeah. Friends.
Joining
because
us.
We need more ammunition to make fun of this piss poor show.
This. I thought that we were going to start off by saying, so, how about that E3? Was it the best E3?
Or hang on.
The best E3?
Hang on. Let me introduce friends. There is Richard/Zeke. Say hello, Richard/Zeke.
Hello, Richard/Zeke.
There is Poe. Say hello, Poe.
I lived in a tree and ate a snake.
Excellent. Excellent. So, speaking of snakes, how the hell y'all feel about E3?
Honestly, it was probably one of the more recent E3s that did not catch my attention of this gaming generation.
Never have I seen a presentation that had few applause in between gaming showings.
I think there are individual little things about E3 that appeal to me, but overall, as a spectacle, disappointing as shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
there were definitely things that are good, but the bad far outweigh.
So I didn't randomize us into a list. Give me a moment, and I'll do that so we can decide how we're going to do our little round table here. I'm thinking that as we go around, we'll talk about what we liked about E3, and then after everyone's had a go at what that particular person liked, what that person disliked about E3, and then we'll talk about that. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, I was supposed to like something?
Yeah. We'll get to that. Okay. Randomize! Poe, Zeke, Carlos, David. Okay, Poe. Poe, start us off. What did you like about E3?
Well, one of the things I liked that it was so bad as good, firstly off, was how it was like during the Nintendo press conferences that there were mixed reactions. And it's like people like some of the executives and Reggie Fils-Aimes were like, I think they were sort of surprised that there wasn't a lot of there wasn't a lot of applause that should have been there. Like
Reggie seemed angry, didn't he?
I'll get to that when it's my turn. I need a turn for this.
Go on.
But anyway, yeah. When it comes to like games that I'm like intrigued about, there are like only a few couple games that I want to see. Like, firstly, I'm honestly a little intrigued by that too. Ni no Kuni, the Wrath of the White Witch game. Yeah, that's one PS3 Japanese RPG that's done by Level 5 and Studio Ghibli. The gameplay, exploring the world, it's the battle system. Well, it looked like the battle system looked like it was like you could handle the situation two different ways. You can either fight as the characters yourself or summon Pokemon like familiars that you have in your pack to fight for you for a little bit of time. That seemed like an interesting battle system, to say the least. Like, you could have, like, multiple party members, either have some of your monsters to do your bidding for you, or mix and match, have, like, one person send their main character out, while the other person sends, like, their monsters out to mix and match strategies, like, offensive, defensive, healing magic, all that stuff. Because I'm sure, like, if the I'm sure you can let the monsters die and it will affect you, but if the people get killed, then I'm sure it's game over there. It makes for a nice little bit of strategy in that sort of game, from what I'm guessing.
This is the game by Level 5 and Studio Ghibli, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Anything else you liked about E3?
Saw the trailer for Persona 4 the Golden for PS, for our Vita. Because I, for one, loved Persona 4 when it was on PlayStation 2. Persona 4 with a whole bunch of additions, new additions to it. It seems like when I get my Vita, I might, if I get a Vita, that's definitely like the game I'm definitely getting for it.
Cool. No one has anything to say about what Paul liked about E3?
I also like Persona 4 quite a lot. I'm sure I will be checking that out for a second time, just because I support games like Persona that I need more in my life.
Also, teenagers on motorcycles.
Speaking of the Vita and how bad some of the presentations were, I did actually find it quite amusing how Sony managed to forget in their presentation that the Vita even existed. I thought that was frickin' hilarious.
They showed the Vita in their presentation once.
They showed it, but they forgot the 25 games they had on that they were showing this year on the floor.
But that's implied?
No. They actually, in an interview with What's-His-Face, who does the Sony presentation, he admitted that was a fuck-up on their part.
Interesting. So they fucked up not having half of their show at E3. Weird.
I found that kind of funny, that scene as the Vita came up.
Poe,
still have no intention to get one.
Poe, what did you dislike about E3?
Mario games, for one. Oh, basically the Nintendo thing as a whole. Yeah. I mean, ooh, new Super Mario Brothers, Wii U. Ooh, new Super Mario Brothers 2. Ooh, Nintendo Land. Oh, I'm so intrigued. No, seriously, fuck the new Super Mario Brothers games. Especially new Super Mario Brothers 2. Basic game premise is this. Bowser kidnaps Peach, that's a given. But now you got a secondary goal. Okay, that was a mistaken pun, but it counts. There's a second goal. You have to collect as much coins as possible.
Yeah, I saw the trailer of that where it's like Mario grabbing coin flowers that shoot coin fireballs that turn everything into coins and getting obscene numbers of coins at a time, meaning that he'll have obscene numbers of one-ups because Mario game, tons of one-ups.
Supposedly also record how many coins you've collected, and they brought back Raccoon Flight.
Yes, Mario games. I'm not a fan of the level design in the new Mario games. And seeing videos of Mario Brothers U, I'm seeing a lot of the same, and these levels are not exciting me. However, if it comes with a level editor, or if I have a Wii U sitting around and some extra cash, maybe it's worth playing. Eh.
Meh.
Excellent. I'm glad everyone came to this excited and ready to talk.
No.
So far, there's nothing I really want to comment on that hasn't been said.
Yeah, especially when it comes to Nintendo. Ooh, let's add a flying squirrel suit for Mario's furry repertoire.
I mean, ultimately, the Nintendo show this year, I might as well get right out. Nintendo had the best show, but it still sucked. I mean, everybody else was trying to sell us on everything but the games. At least Nintendo was actually going after the new hardware. And they showed a lot more games than the other companies. But you know who had the best show this year?
Hang on. We have a turn order, damn it. All right. Who is next? Zeke, right? I closed the list. Zeke, what did you like about E3?
I liked almost everything Ubisoft showed. New Splinter Cell hits a mark for me. I'm a big Splinter Cell fan. Wasn't a fan of Conviction at all, but this one looks kind of like a mix between Chaos Theory, which was the best in my opinion, and Conviction, which was the series killer, but we'll see what happens. I have optimism about it, mostly because everything else Ubisoft showed was also of extremely high caliber. Watchdog, which I did not see when it was announced, I watched after the fact, and I was blown away by how much better than GTA this game looked like. I was like, wow, yeah, take my money. Watch Dog really blew me away.
Can you tell me a little about Watch Dog? Because I'll admit, while I've tried to saturate myself with E3 info, I've been extraordinarily busy this week and have not quite had a chance to sit down and watch the entire Ubisoft presentation.
From what it looked like, Watch Dog is basically an open world city sandbox type looking game. Your character, who I didn't really catch his name, but he's got a cool looking little thief mask on, and he's got like this cell phone device that can hack into pretty much what looked like any electronic object in the open world. Whenever he was activating with its interface, lines came out to like everyone's cell phone, traffic lights, signs, security devices, all sorts of stuff. And you could like target which one you wanted to tinker with and then do something with it. In the video, I saw him tinker with someone's cell phone to basically, or tinker with all the area's cell phone. It was like an EMP blast that made everyone's cell phone stop working. And everybody just kind of started reacting to it while he entered like this club that, you know, was, again, more electricity going on. Cutscene, didn't really care about that. I was kind of focusing on gameplay elements. He stole information from someone else's cell phone about his target that he was supposed to do. It has interesting thing mechanics if it's put into gameplay, I would think. In terms of a stealth element, if the game had one. And then the game went to an action scene where there was a little bit of a cover-based Gears of War-esque shooter with slow motion, Matrix time, bullet time, and some crazy-looking action set pieces with explosions and nice slide-over car, slow motion, cinematic kill shit. It was pretty awesome, you know, the whole thing. It meshed together what seems like it can become a gimmick if it doesn't do it right, but the potential for it is huge. And I don't know Ubisoft to be a horrible developer that makes horrible shit. So I think that they can pull it off if they leave it in the Easy Bake Oven for a long enough time.
Interesting. Interesting.
What else did I like about E3? The Last of Us is quite impressive, as I've come to expect from Naughty Dog. While I'm not the biggest fan of... I'm sorry,
I didn't mean to interrupt. I said that. I heard that one garnered a lot of fans. Like applause at the screen.
I am quite a big fan of Naughty Dog's work, even though I do not join the crowd of those who say Uncharted is like the best shooter ever. Like, it's not. I don't think that Uncharted deserves the unbelievable amount of hype that it gets. They are good. I feel that they're just not tens. You know what I mean?
I was never terribly interested in Uncharted. Like, I can't say that. I was interested, but I lost interest before I finally got around to them. Like, they seemed like very good cinematic gaming experiences, but I kind of... That's not really why I game. I kind of want more gameplay than cinematic. And I know these games aren't more cinematic than gameplay. I realize that. But they weren't really my thing. However, there is room in this industry for experiences like that. And The Last of Us seems like it's very much in that same direction. It looks like they're trying to tug at a lot of emotional heartstrings with that. And knowing Naughty Dog, you're going to have quite a bit of interaction into how those heartstrings are tugged.
Yeah, I'm quite intrigued. Mm-hmm. The other game that I thought was a big deal for me, and hear me out, Tomb Raider, the new Tomb Raider. I've been a fan of the series for quite some time, since I played it back on the old PS1 days, and I grew up with the series. And I've seen The Worst of Times, Angel of Darkness, and I've seen The Best of Times, Tomb Raider Legend. And I feel like this reboot, I feel like out of series that need reboots, I can understand why Tomb Raider needs one. And all I gotta say is, from the way this is shaping up to be, this could either go very well, or it could either go very wrong, but I'm intrigued nonetheless. A lot of sources say that this is supposed to be Lara Croft's, Lara Croft's first venture out, like her first time being a Tomb Raider. It's actually a fight for survival. So it's understandable to see how, I think they said that she was, 16 or 17 in this game? Or something like that. Could be going through this kind of trauma, getting absolutely brutalized, what it looks like, you know?
Yeah, I have to agree with that recent Penny Arcade comic, where they showed the chick voicing Lara Croft, and they were basically just telling her to make
groan and
scared screams for 2 hours. And that's what I thought of that trailer. Like, I almost had a little bit of a boner, and then I kind of patted it down because I realized it was coming from a dark place. That's that's what that trailer did to me. Gave me kind of a rape boner.
I want this game to succeed, because I've always wanted Tomb Raider to succeed. But the thing is, how I think it could go wrong, Lara Croft is a character. She's never really been more than just, like, this strong persona of a female character in the first couple of games. She only really started coming into herself, I feel, in Legend and Underworld. The most recent Tomb Raider releases have really made Lara Croft feel like a character. So if they're going to continue making her feel like a character, I don't want it to be Metroid Other M, where it feels like, okay, you're going to start off weak, because this is your very first adventure, but you're never going to get strong. Like, Other M starts at a story point where Samus should be strong, and shows off this weakness that never comes to be strong again. Like, it doesn't make any sense. And I don't want that to happen to another female character in this gaming world.
It's going to happen to Lara Croft.
I don't want it to. I want However, her to start off weak, because, yeah, come on. Look at what she's going through and understand that if this is your first time out, yeah. And become the character that Legend eventually shows her to be.
That you know? Trailer just seemed like I felt dirty watching that trailer.
All right.
The entire trailer was just bad shit happening to her for the entirety of it. And that seemed to be the allure. And I didn't really get what I was supposed to be excited for. But that is me, you know.
I'm feeling that there's going to be a game under this, and I'm staying positive about it. But for the sake of time, I just want to quickly rage about what I hated. I could go on about Microsoft and Sony, but I was just really appalled with Nintendo and Nintendo's show. This Wii U. Let me go off by saying, I have no problem, my disclaimer, I have no problem with casual games, and I have no problem with a studio that tries to cater to casual over what I would call the gaming enthusiast crowd, the crowd that plays games for a company's franchises, like people who play every Zelda game, or people who play Nintendo games because they literally like Nintendo franchises or whatever. But I don't have a problem with casual games or games that cater to them. I have a problem with a company that says that they're trying to cater to everyone, yet give us this garbage, this Wii U. Their entire presentation consisted of mostly games that are out this current generation. Mass Effect 3, Ninja Gaiden 3, Tekken Tag Tournament 2, which is not out yet, but it will be this year, on consoles before the Wii U even comes out. You know, that's just to name a few. I know that there's more, but I can't top them off my head right now. And it felt like that was most of their presentation. The new games that they showed were one from Platinum Games, which looked like Pikmin. Pikmin 3, which I got excited about, but then I heard it was on Wii U, and then I didn't care. Super Mario Brothers. U. What a fuck name is this?
What system would Pikmin have been on?
I would have thought it would have been on original Wii, but I guess not. They haven't. I should have known better, I guess. I was trying to be optimistic.
Or to 3DS. If it's a real-time... It seems like it would have fit well on since it's a real-time strategy game on a 3DS.
I suppose, but that was me being optimistic. But either way, what is the Wii U anyway but a Wii with HD, like, and a tablet?
It's a miserable little pile of secrets.
Like, I am very pissed off with the Wii U and the presentation that they gave. When E3 2011 came, they actually showed clips of games like Batman Arkham City and Ninja Gaiden 3 and Tekken Tag already last year. So technically they didn't show us anything that we didn't know about. I'm just mad that they actually just had the audacity to show it again and say, like, this is gonna happen, guys. Like, this is the future. No, this is the past. Nintendo, you are behind. You are always a step behind. And the fact that you continue to advertise yourself as the highest tech and all this shit just bothers me that you think that you're catering to everyone. You're catering. There are people who had the Wii that
Richie's
bought
angry.
An Xbox or a PS3 to play the games your system couldn't play just so that you could have them now on your next console. in a lesser form than the consoles that had them from before, and add some extra touchscreen bullshit that no one who played these games with a controller already wants. Like, why are you focusing all on this when there's so much you could be doing with your console? Why are you not launching this console with a fucking Zelda game?
Limit Break. Richie!
What?
You've gotten Limit Break.
I have gone Limit Break. Yes. Nintendo used to be... I used to support Nintendo full-time. I'm finding it really hard to do so.
I also used to be an ardent 8-hour-a-day Nintendo supporter. But, you know, I kind of agree with Dave, who is oddly silent. I think that the Big N's show was definitely more game-focused than, like... I definitely think their show was more focused on games, actual yep. games, than Sony's, and especially Microsoft's. And even though they're third-party titles that really are already this gen, you know, it's good to see that Wii U is going to be a popular venue for these titles now, right? Like, okay, it's a little questionable that they're only getting Arkham City. How cool would it have been for them to get a bundle of both Arkham Asylum and City with some extras, right?
Or what about the same thing about Mass Effect? They're getting Mass yeah. Effect 3 alone. Yeah.
Why not Mass Effect Trilogy?
Why not?
Make it a whole enhanced trilogy with some Wii U gamepad functionality and the few exclusives, and holy shit, you'd have a system seller there.
Really?
And instead, like, it's Mass Effect 3.
I don't understand. Why they...
Now let's keep in mind, Nintendo didn't make Mass Effect or Arkham City, right? So that's not their call. But Nintendo should have ponied up some cash or some favors or something to get this to happen. It just seems so bizarre that they're showing these old games. And the big thing you're supposed to take from it is, yes, the Wii U's going to be a third-party machine again. And here are all these old third-party titles. Enjoy!
No, it's not going to be a third-party machine again, because when its competition comes out, the Orbis and the Durango, as they're now called, Xbox 720 and PS4, come out, well, guess what? You're still going to be a step behind, because now you got the graphics to showcase the games that have become this generation, and here you got Square Enix and Unreal showing off the new Luminous engine and the new Unreal 4 engine that the new systems are going to utilize, and now you're going to still be a step behind, and you're still going to sell your system based only on Nintendo franchise games only that are still waning in quality, because you want to keep adding all this unnecessary shit nobody wants to go through. They just want to sit down with a damn controller in their hand and play. You want to make a Wii Fit game? Make a Wii Fit game. But don't put it in our frickin' Zelda. Don't put it in our frickin' Mario. Just don't do it. Just, why? We didn't need this. Nobody wants this. The Kinect is failing. Motion gaming as a whole, unless it's like a dancing game or a fitness game, as a whole, is pretty much failing. There is a category for motion games. Adding motion to everything does not make it better.
Okay, Richie, I'm going to have to abridge you as time, etc.
Yeah, I
so,
know.
So, next up, someone is clicking very audibly. Not anymore. Delightful. So, I'm up next, as I recall. So, there are two things about E3 2012 that I liked. Two very specific things. The first is Microsoft Smart Glass, which I was actually fairly impressed with.
Gimmick.
Elaborate.
Okay. Microsoft Smart Glass basically lets you use any phone or tablet as a Wii U screen, as a Wii U pad for your Xbox. And it's not just for non-game applications, even though you'll be able to push content for that. You can also use them in games that support it. And I thought it was funny because Microsoft kind of just swiped the Wii U gimmick and made it a lot more accessible, because you can use your existing shit on this, and it doesn't even have to be a Microsoft branded thing, and games that support it will be able to use your device. That is pretty cool.
I'm guessing this is Microsoft's retaliation after being trolled by Nintendo, because Microsoft tried to do the whole Wii Motion thing with Kinect, and then Nintendo just unveiled games, one-upping Microsoft at that time from last year.
Well, keep in mind, financially, Nintendo's been one-upping everyone with the Wii. Recently is their stock starting to dip. But that was the first thing I found very impressive. The second thing was a little device by a company called Raptor Fire that had a tiny booth at the show, and this device is called the Cronus. It is a USB to USB game controller adapter, which is programmable, and it lets you play 360 pads on the PS3 and PS3 pads on the 360. And it can be programmed with a PC, so I imagine if firmware updates on these systems ever inactivate this device's functionality, you can patch it so that it can work again. And as someone who doesn't want to have to buy a PS3 stick and uses Xbox 360 stick on his PS3, that excites me. A very little-known product.
If you don't have one of those universal arcade sticks, like what Richie has, then that sounds like a pretty sweet alternative.
See, the thing is, I didn't have the foresight when I had my stick built. I had it built as a 360-only stick. I should have had it built as a 360/PS2 stick, because I have a really good PS2 to PS3 pair of adapters that very little leg, and that they work like a charm, right? But this is a better alternative, this device that is supposed to cost $40 or $50, than getting another $300 some stick for the PS3. But just that device in general is pretty cool, because lets me use controllers on other systems. The company Raptor Fire was also saying, with the right programming, it can work with just about any device. Like, if you want to plug in a Nintendo USB controller into something else, or vice versa, you can do that. So, that seems pretty cool.
That means you could probably use a GameCube controller to play on the 360.
Well, the problem is the GameCube controller doesn't have a USB plug.
Damn it!
But the Wii has USB plugs, and does accept certain controllers that plug directly into it.
Damn it!
Well, it means you could probably use a 360 controller on the Wii. I also liked the Xbox 360 controller Nintendo made for the Wii U, because the Classic Controller Plus is actually a really good controller, probably the best thing Nintendo's made in a long time, despite plugging into a Wiimote. But this Xbox controller ripoff, I don't care, man. They ripped off something good. Looks like a solid controller. Yeah. What I hated, Microsoft's fucking show. What the fuck? Are you kidding me? 3/4 of their show was non-gaming functionality.
Were they talking about the marketplace? The avatars?
They were talking about downloadable movies. Sports packages, sports streaming.
Media center, various, basically.
Yeah, like talking about, you know, the various NFL Live ticket or streaming services they're going to have. Talking about turning the Xbox into your family media center. Movies on demand, Xbox music. Little gaming in their fucking presentation. They had Halo 4, they had Gears of War Judgment, and 45 fucking minutes of nothing.
You know what? I'm going to defend Microsoft on this one just a little bit. I understand where you're coming from. And I do admit that Nintendo did have the most games in that term. Games I don't want to play, but games. You have to come and understand that Microsoft, and you know what? This goes for the PS3 too. There are a lot of people out there that utilize their video game consoles for more than just video games. So, understandably, while we may have wanted to see more games, I think that, you know, dependent on how many people, and I'm sure only Microsoft knows the answer to this, use their console for other reasons other than just games, it has an effect on them. I know that I go on my friends list on Xbox, which is like about 86 people big, people that I all know, and there'll be 20 online at any given time, and I guarantee like 8 to 9 of them are using it for Netflix or something that's not a game. And, you know, I can't sit idly by while someone is just going off about Microsoft don't got games.
Okay, but I'm going to come back at you on that one. Might as well speak up and say something during this podcast.
Yes, please.
Yeah. I was waiting for you to get to my one, but no, I don't think you're being quite accurate on this one, because the whole reason, like, we're not talking a technical conference here. We're talking E3. We're talking games. We're talking releases. I mean, E3 pre-2006, I'm going to go, before it died for a year or so, was you kept all your major releases for the year, and then you smacked your gamers right upside the head and said, look, bitch, these are the games we're bringing out. You want these now, and here's why. Boom, 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 boom. It wasn't some ego fest of, hey, guys, our console can also do all this other stuff. You may remember during that whole presentation, there wasn't much clapping. There wasn't much oohing and aahing. I mean, they got more freaking claps during the Final Fantasy reveal a couple years ago. And that was in the last 2 minutes of the freaking conference. See, people do not go to E3 to find out that your system will also do movies. They don't go to E3 to find out that you're releasing an attachment that will convert game controllers to other consoles. They go to E3 to find out what's coming out and to see what you're bringing to get their interest going for the next 6 months to a year.
See,
that's not saying they can't spend some time on it, but they've got to do it in a creative manner, and they can't spend 3/4 of their goddamn show boring me fucking senseless.
See, I'm totally okay with Microsoft dedicating some time to show that their Xbox is a media center of sorts.
Yes, I get exactly.
That. I get that. And nice shot at me for the fucking adapter. I'll punch you right in the penis for that one.
You miss.
Yeah, miss. Direct hit, miss. And the thing is, they spent 40 plus minutes.
47 minutes and 34 seconds.
Are you serious?
They spent an overage of time.
No. This has been calculated. Of their hour and some odd show, it was over 47 minutes.
Jesus.
That they spent.
I get that. That I agree wholeheartedly on. This is more about games than about your media center.
I mean, they've spent more time pimping the media center than we've had on this podcast so far.
Richie, I do understand your point. You see friends on, they're using this thing for more than just games. This is the reality of it. Our game systems do more than just game. And I'm fine with that. I use my game systems for more than just games too. I just think the amount of time really aggravated me. I wanted to see, like, we got Gears of War, we got Halo, we got the Xbox Summer of Arcade lineup, and a few miscellaneous titles, and then rest of the show wasn't games. And that's really what got me. Like, it wasn't games. And it wasn't even some non-game thing that's cool. Like, okay, Smart Glass wasn't games either, but it's a cool piece of tech, and there's potential there for that system for a variety of functions. Okay, I buy that. But, they spent an exorbitant amount of time on sports and movie streaming. And I don't know, man. It bothered me. Like, and that was the first conference I listened to, and I was like, man, this better not be an indicator of things to come. And thankfully, it really wasn't. Although, yeah, like I mentioned at the top of the show, the E3 spectacle as a whole was kind of bleh. Was kind of lacking that oomph, I think.
I can get you from the perspective of someone who sees the limited amount of games that they did show as a means of, is this Microsoft's future plans? Is this all that they got in store on their competition? Is this what they've been spending our $60 a year on, you know, with the Xbox Live program? I can see from that point of view and understand it and admit to it. And as an Xbox Live player, understand that this may now anger me when put in perspective.
Don't be angry, Richie. You were so angry at Nintendo earlier.
I am so angry. Don't get me started on someone else.
I wonder if this isn't some strategy aimed to get Microsoft relevant in Japan again. Like, if they're targeting the very busy Japanese casual gamer with a device that can do that shit and be kind of their home media center at the same time.
What Microsoft needs to do if they want to get Japan on their side is create the power of an Xbox completely in the form of a handheld title. Japanese people are on the go all the fucking time, so they love their portable systems. You know, the DSs and the PSPs, not so much the Vitas, so I hear, are selling still like wildfire in Japan. Like, they love them some portable systems, you know? And they have a very big set of games that, you know, are meant to be played together on portable systems. Mm-hmm. And it's made for them. You know, we pick it up and we get on it because we're just like, yeah, Japan, yeah, we want to be like them. But, you know, it's big for them. So I'm saying, if Microsoft really want to get on Japan's case, make something portable.
I know that Microsoft and Bungie a few years back had conceptualized a DS version of Halo, like a unique chapter of Halo for the DS, right? And I know Microsoft has been involved in publishing a few DS titles here and there, but nothing like a Microsoft property. No Gears of War, Damon Baird, tactical RPG side story for the Nintendo DS, like I always daydream about.
Like Final Fantasy Tactics meets Gears of War?
Exactly, with cover in a grid. Dave! Hi! Hi, Dave. How's it going? We've all awaited this with bated breath.
Let the brutality begin.
Stop. Start with what you liked.
Okay. What I liked. I loved Ubisoft's presentation. In fact, this was the best presentation during the entire show. They had tons of titles they were bringing out. They spent their entire show saying, look at our games. And I'm pumped for Watch Dogs. What they showed me has me really interested, because it gives me what I liked about Grand Theft Auto, and gets away from it. I liked what I saw. I was really pumped by what they showed me. I don't really care about, like, Assassin's Creed, whatever, but Ubisoft had a good, solid show. And I really think that it's possible that that may have actually hurt Microsoft's show. Ubisoft may have said, look, we're doing our own show. You're not showing our games during your presentation. That is a possibility.
I am nodding Splinter thoughtfully. Cell.
What was that?
I said I am nodding thoughtfully at the mention of that. And I really got to see this Ubisoft show now. Fuck. Of all the shows I decided not to watch, that one, and it's apparently the best one. Fuck.
I did like the Splinter Cell trailer. I thought the Splinter Cell Conviction was the best title in the series, because it was the most playable and the most fun I've had with that series ever. And I really hate the guy who makes the Splinter Cell series, so that's high praise for me.
Tom Clancy?
Yeah, Tom Clancy's such a fucking hack.
That guy is
he's on the same level as the bitch who writes Twilight.
Like, he's kind of like the Twilight author of bad postmodern military fiction.
Yes. So I did like Ubisoft's Last of Us. I am really pumped for from Naughty Dog. Absolutely. I'll get to the dislike afterward. I liked the XCOM releases, both the strategy game as well as the first person shooter. I think these are going to do some really good things for the series. The Star Wars shooter that they showed off,
Star Wars,
I think,
1313.
Has a lot of potential. The Star Wars 1313.
I did forget to mention that. That was a really impressive title.
As far as the tech demo goes, what they showed us was really cool. I love the fact that they came right out and said, look, the two guys you see in this video, don't expect to see them later because they're totally just placeholders. I like that. Don't show us everything you've got in your pack. Darksiders 2. I've been looking forward to that one for a while, so really didn't see too much extra from E3 on that, but still a worthwhile title to look after. From Sony, I liked their new revamp of the PlayStation Plus system.
It sounds like you liked a lot of this. What the hell?
Hang on. Hang
Did
on.
Did you love this whole show?
Hey, shut up and let me talk.
Okay.
Sony's tactic of giving me full-fledged, full games as being part of a PlayStation Plus subscriber is a ingenious thing. I mean, look at the games they gave you right out the door. Virtual Fighter 5, Infamous 2, Little Big Planet, Space Marine, Just Cause 2, Saints Row 2, one of the only good Lara Croft games in years, The Guardians of Light, the really crappy, hardcore Uprising. I'm not going to forgive them for that one. And Zombie Apocalypse and Choplifter. I mean, they gave some good games in there that once it came out, I just downloaded a couple of them. I mean, why not? Good idea, and they're going to keep on adding. This is a good tactic, and it will get a lot more subscribers.
It's proof that Sony's calling for some help.
Exactly. I mean, Sony wants more subscribers. They've got to do something to do that. I think this is a better tactic than Microsoft's giving us back some credits for buying stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Couple other things I like. SimCity. I liked what I saw there. I didn't like the fact that it's online only.
There's a new SimCity?
Not Sims, but SimCity?
Okay, Carlos, did you watch anything other than the three conferences?
Fuck you, mister. I hate E3, except I loved all of it.
Okay, now let me get to what I hated.
Okay, go.
Okay, Microsoft's show, as we've all discussed now, sucked ass. They focused way too much on stuff that E3 is not. The games they showed, yes, they're going to be the big ones. I kind of like what they're going to do here with the Gears of War Judgment. It's a part prequel, part sequel thing. I like what they're doing there. Kind of cool. Dead Space 3, fuck you and the tentacle thing you wrote in on. I don't want co-op in my Dead Space. In fact, just don't do another Dead Space. Please.
Hang on. Wait. Are you saying there are tentacles in Dead Space 3?
There's been tentacles in Dead Space 1 and 2.
There's always tentacles.
Multiplayer tentacles?
No, we're talking co-op now.
Co-op multiplayer rape tentacles?
Well, you do get raped unless you blow the tentacle away.
Really?
Yes.
I gotta get into this series. Okay, go on.
So Dead Space 3, I don't like the change they're doing. Fuck off. Let's see, what else did I have on my plate?
Dave, tell me how much you love Nintendo's show.
I thought Nintendo had the best of the three shows because they did focus on games and new stuff. Much like Zeke, I didn't like the fact they were all basically casual games that were from this gen. He's completely correct. However,
City is a casual game.
They've got to show that their system can handle even today's games. People are worried because they're already admitting it's only as powerful as an Xbox. This isn't a good sign coming out of the gate. If it's as powerful as an Xbox, and Microsoft and the developers right now are admitting that they're hitting the absolute max they can pull off on the system, and that's why they're going to have to go to a new system with higher power, what does that mean for Nintendo games getting third-party titles that are already needing more power? They're going to be dumbed down, or they're not going to come out on it. So that's not a good thing.
Hang on, though. But keep in mind, Nintendo has financially done well with... Why am I defending Nintendo so much? Nintendo has done financially well with inferior hardware. I do get what you're saying, though. You make a good point about third parties. They want to attract third-party software with a system that's about on par with the current generation of consoles. And the next generation of consoles are going to overshadow it. So, Nintendo, do they have a strategy to keep the third parties on board despite that? I guess we'll have to see that, right?
Correct.
I don't want to see it. I just want it to happen. Like, it should happen. Like, the Wii should have pulled Nintendo out of a certain enough situation that they could have, you know, at least now kept up. And I was like, instead, we see a reiteration of something that they really gambled on, because that's what the Wii was. It was a huge gamble. GameCube killed them, and the Wii was a It was a gamble. And it worked, because casual. And like I said, I got no problem. I have no doubt that Nintendo's Wii U will be pretty successful at its launch for the casual crowd of families that already have a Wii and are just like, oh, yeah, you know, like, I really have a lot of fun with my Wii. It's a big family thing, and families that like their Wii will probably go out and get a Wii U. It's probably going to happen.
They're going to find a way, someone's going to find a way to hurl their Wii U gamepad through the TV. Just like how someone broke their TV when they didn't properly strap the Wiimote to their arm.
Whatever. I mean, you're going to have stupid people no matter what.
Are you saying you wouldn't be amused by a Wii U gamepad flying at a television?
I want to see that video. Yes. Actually,
how did that even happen?
One game I actually didn't mention was, I'm actually kind of looking forward to the game Lego City Undercover.
A.K.A. Lego GTA?
Basically, yeah.
I don't think they'll let you beat up Lego hookers, but I guess...
No, they're not going to.
If I could beat up Lego hookers...
The worst parts, the absolute lowest parts, I thought, of E3 come from three different little articles. They're not completely on the games, but they're re-releasing a BFG version of Doom 3.
Yeah, I saw that.
Made for use with a special set of 3D goggles virtual reality thing.
Yes.
I mean, truthfully, this game sucked to begin with. The last thing I want to see is a virtual reality 3D piece of shit. Second place for retard moves goes to THQ, who chose to fire an entire studio's worth of employees on the day that E3 started to try and hope that E3 would overshadow their bitch-ass move.
Wow. Which team? Well, what game was this team responsible for?
San Diego Studio, which was responsible for the WWE All-Stars.
Huh. Wow.
They had currently been working on the next UFC game.
That is grimy, man. That's almost as grimy as 38 Studios and all that shit. Is that
pretty
the right name?
What? You mean the studio that was working on the next UFC game? I just read an article earlier that said that THQ had to let go of a team that worked on a UFC game that sold them off to EA, or EA bought them out. Well,
they did sell off the license to it, yes. But the fact that they fired the entire... They shut down the entire studio. They closed the San Diego studio on the first day of E3, hoping that the flood of trailers and game announcements would hide the news. That's low. That's really low. I'd expect that shit from EA.
Yeah, wow. That's rough.
And I'm just reading the news about this. Jesus.
Now, a piece of funny news, as far as Nintendo goes, though, is that they're still wondering, even at this late stage of the game, how you're going to be able to move your purchases over from the Wii to the Wii U.
Not
going to
happen.
Save files.
They're going to make you rebuy everything.
That's probably what's going to happen.
Definitely.
Bit of content.
It would mean so much bad news for Nintendo. It is ridiculous, because I know so many people who buy so much classic stuff off the Nintendo store, surprisingly more than people who I know buy stuff off of the Xbox Live Marketplace or Sony PlayStation Store.
Wait,
like,
you know that many idiots?
You know, whatever. You know,
low
you say
blow,
what you
Dave.
Will, but people are going to do what they're going to do. So, it won't stop it. But, little be known, it's actually successful in Nintendo's store. But, if that news that you just said is true, yeah, fuck Nintendo, I'm dumping that.
No, like, keep in mind, I don't know if that's what they're going to do. I'm just very strongly anticipating this, because they're going to do it.
Now, Microsoft did say, as part of one of their one-on-one interviews, is that they were being asked about the Smash Brothers clone for PS3.
PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale.
That one. And whether Microsoft was going to step up to the plate and make their own version. And I've got to admit, they basically, I kind of like what they said. Basically, fuck no. We're not going to go there.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
What the hell are they going to use anyway?
Unfortunately, our dream match of Master Chief against Marcus Phoenix, that was the fruition.
Like, yep, who are they going to use anyway?
Halo characters, Gears of War characters.
Same thing as Sony. Look at all Sony's. They're all third-party groups.
Not
all of them, but a bunch of them.
There's characters that they haven't used yet that I know that they're gonna. Ratchet and Clank, Jack and Daxter, characters of the like. Characters from those franchises, Sony only games. No, it's like, you know they're gonna be in there. Sackguy from Little Big Planet.
Sackboy.
There was one game this year that I was really glad I didn't see at E3. I'm looking forward to this game. It's been delayed like 3 times, but I'm getting rather sick and tired of hearing news about it. BioShock Infinite was not at E3.
Oh yeah, it was.
It won't be at next year's either. For the years after that.
Shut up.
And we'll know the ending
before
that game comes out.
They're gonna lay them off.
I anticipate that. What's the female from that game? Elizabeth's breast sizes are going to increase 5-fold before that game comes out.
I'll buy it for that.
Excellent. All right. Very quick, around the table, the game you are disappointed you didn't see at E3. Quick answer. Poe.
I'm going to say the new Smash Brothers that they're working on.
Richie.
Even though it's already finished, I really want to see Anarchy Reigns from Platinum Games. And I know it's already about to come out, but I'm just surprised it didn't come out yet over here when it's already out over there. I want it. I didn't see it. I'm disappointed.
Gotcha. Me, Lego Dead Space. Dave.
Idiot. Half-Life motherfucking 3.
All of y'all know that's an urban legend.
Or
Portal 3 will be out.
Or better yet,
that.
Portal 3.
I'll probably see
that before I see news on fucking Half-Life.
You'll see Portal 5 before you see Half-Life 3 and BioShock. You'll see BioShock Infinite before you see Half-Life 3.
You know what I'm glad nobody said? I'm glad nobody said Final Fantasy 13 Versus or Kingdom Hearts 3. I'm really glad.
Hell, they're still doing like updates for Final Fantasy 14.
You know, a quick note about that. I just wanted to give a shout out to Square Enix and be like, you know what? I'm not going to come flagging back to your bomb of a game, 14, but I understand that you gave a free year for last year to all the players who still played it, and honest to God, reworked your team and tried to fix your shit, and now you're releasing this 2.0 at the end of the year. And you want to know what? I said a lot of bad things about Square Enix, and you want to know something? I take back slightly. Just slightly. I'm not going to go out and give Square Enix all my money. I'm just saying, you got some props for acceptance, for the first Japanese company I've seen accept their flaws and be like, yeah, we fucked up. We're gonna fix our mistake.
They gave a free year?
They gave a free year for Final Fantasy 14 because they realized how bad that game bombed. They gave no subscription for anyone who played that game last year. Yeah?
We heartily apologize that it sucks enough that you actually care. And that until we have this game fixed to a point that we think that you should be paying for it again, and that you will pay for it again, we will allow you to play it for free, but please understand that at any moment we can make it pay again.
No, actually, they actually made the entire year from January to December and stated that those months would be free, and then started causing payments in January when they announced that they would do so on January 6th of 2012. So they actually got a guy that planned out the roadmap of how they're going to fix this game and let people do it. So they let people know ahead of time how much time they were going to get free. So I was like, whoa, Square Enix did that? The same company responsible for all this shit that's been coming out lately? Like real shit? Like shit? Like I don't want to play shit? Like it came from them? And according to what I read from forum posts and posts all over the board, in the game's current form, it's actually now playable. It's not at its best, but it is a vast, vast, almost complete 360 turnaround, 180, I mean, from what it was. And it is very playable right now. Still does not have a huge subscription base.
I'm going to counter everything you just said, Zeke. with one line. Software mouse support.
Yes, that was a huge shit.
No. Not what. Is. They still have not fixed that shit.
Dave, why do you need hardware mouse support anyway? Name 17,000 benefits to that.
My controls don't suck times 17,000.
Oh, okay. I was about to say one really loud.
I have actually had the chance to try a beta of its new engine. And I've got to say, I'm still not impressed. The controls still suck ass. The gameplay still sucks ass. And
Final Fantasy XI, you're not gonna like 14.
And in its most damning, I would rather go back and play Final Fantasy XI.
No, Dave. No, you wouldn't.
I'm serious. I would rather play Final Fantasy XI for a month than play Final Fantasy 14 for a week.
I would go back
11 for 6 months. So bleh.
I would go back to Final Fantasy 11 if they gave me a tentacle rape class. Friends, are we done talking about
E3? I said 6 months. I said 6 years.
All right. This is Carlos.
And this has been Dave.
And friends.
Friends.
Fuck you, Nintendo.
Fuck E3. Two Fat Guys Talk Games. E3. Signing off. Yeah.